got it, you're saying?
Well, Shanna's on it, for sure. Sheila's on it, for sure, twice, actually. So you got two of these, really?
Well, they sometimes have trouble with the name.
Okay, so at any rate, that is May 26th, 11 o'clock, so it's pretty current.
I'll contact that.
I don't know, Mr. Chairman, if you want to recommend that forward, or what you're going to do about that.
Yeah, Sheila, is that something you'd want us to do to...
I got the email from, she sent it straight to me, I hadn't picked it in the meetings this morning. I'll just take this email and I'll call Buddy and then, don't you fill out the application online each time?
I haven't in the past, but I certainly can, and then now Randy Hayes is the alder. And it doesn't say anything about that in there, but if he wants to do that.
She'll usually come back to that, but we'll try to get both of those at once. Let me get hold of Buddy, I'll get hold of Randy, and I'll use Megan's email here.
One thing that I think is noteworthy when we're talking about this, Megan is leaving.
Pardon?
Megan is leaving. Her husband has been reassigned in his job to California. So Megan and her husband are going, so she's leaving, and that collectively, and I'm not speaking about any knowledge of who's coming in behind her, but she was a high-energy, can-do, very big deal in emergency management and in transportation. And so we're going to miss Megan. So anyway, for whatever that's worth, this is her last month here, and she's gone.
So doggone good communicator. She always has.
She was. So, anyway.
Mr. Chairman, I'd make a motion on behalf of the board to support Rick as our continuing representative to the small group board.
I'll second it.
If it goes forward.
I'll second.
Okay, good
discussion.
Any discussion?
Okay, I would ask that we include Buddy Roberts in this in the form that if he would serve, that you would support him too, because he does a good job, he comes to all of them.
And
then Randy Hayes as the alderman, so.
It says all we have to do is commission, just has to recommend it to them, and so that's what we'll give.
So if you would include that in the motion.
I'd modify to include Buddy and also.
Buddy Roberts.
Buddy Roberts and
Randy Hayes.
Randy Hayes as the alternate.
Second.
So the motion been modified to include, as along with Rick Zagenfuss, Buddy Roberts, and Randy Hayes as alternate. We have a second. Any other discussion? Those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. Motion will carry. Has MoDOT updates?
MoDOT updates. Obviously, MoDOT is still under stay-at-home orders for their work. So, some things here. This express lane piece here, it just, one thing that I thought might be worth pointing out, the 100 deadliest days of summer, from Memorial Day to Labor Day, is the most. The largest 100 days of traffic fatalities in our year. So I thought that might be just something that, as transportation directors here in the county, we would know and just keep that at top of mind, that this is the 100 deadliest days of the year on our roads. The next thing that I have here is this blue square. This is the 2020 MoDOT priorities for Stone and Taney County. So you'll see the list of Taney County priorities and what work they have scheduled for us. Now, the next thing you have has these yellow highlights. And I think this has some significance. Down there on the first page, while we have not stopped any construction projects that are underway, we have scaled back May-June project bid lettings about 30%. July lettings are not planned. They are not going to do any more projects until they find out what impact COVID has on the situation. We are also delaying annual STIP, Statewide Transportation Improvement Program updates. They aren't going to update the STIP. So you can't get any...
What are they going to be doing? Anything?
Well, they're going to be counting what little money they have and seeing how far that goes. In 2021, which starts 1 July for them, they're only going to do additions and changes to the STIP. They're not going to issue the STIP. And I've talked with our federal representatives, but you need to be aware that the Federal Surface Transportation Bill, the FAST Act, expires on September 30th, and unless that is either extended or a continuing authority or some way, there's no federal money after that day. And right now, everybody's getting along so well, there's some doubt how that's going to work. So there's the good news from MoDOT. In a nutshell, and that also was the things that are usually when our meetings here correspond with the TAC meetings that we were just talking about getting reappointed to the board. That was part of the discussion. You know, those items were discussion items there also.
Is this going to be in advance until after the national elections, or is this extending beyond that?
This is at the state level.
Right.
In the FAST Act, the only bright spot that I could see was it may be a bipartisan effort before the November elections to try and do something. And you can see on the national stage, you can see they're starting to turn. The Democrat candidate has started being present at some events, and of course, President Trump is a presumptive Republican candidate, and he's starting to campaign again. So they're starting to look towards the November election. Otherwise, there just really hasn't been much about the November election. In August election, what do we have on August election? Taney County. What's Taney County have on the August ballot?
They have the assessor. Is that what you mean?
The primary election for?
Yeah, the primary. They have the assessor.
Sheriff.
The sheriff.
Administrator.
Pardon?
Administrator. County administrator.
Public administrator. And the Western Eastern Commissioner. District 1 and 2.
Treasurer. So a pretty large election for August. And then, of course, next week, I guess it is, isn't it? Tuesday of next week, the 2nd of June, will be municipal elections. That also has law enforcement tax.
Mayor Forsyth.
Well, those would be the municipal elections. School boards are on this, but countywide ballot will be the law enforcement tax. Western District Fire has a ballot on there, initiative on there.
And the school has a tax on
there. And so there are 7 polling places. It'll be a drive-up election and a little different environment than usual.
Has there been something in the paper to confirm there is 7 now? I mean, there was 7, and I got a notice saying that they were short 1 more, and I didn't know what would come out. The county commission sent out a letter because they've all gotten one, just reminding everyone that the election is next Tuesday, and there's changes in it. But we could not, in that, put out for those polling places where that has come from the clerk's office. It says in that letter, if you've got any questions where you vote, because a lot of people are not going to know where they vote right now. I've got them yesterday.
And they changed our traditional place to vote. So if we did get those letters, it would just publicly distributed.
You got them from the clerk's office. Good.
Got it at our home. Yeah.
Okay.
It's that will make it tough, though.
It'll be a totally different type of election, because you're both in the car. The only county in the state that...
And here's something that you have to understand, in those kinds of elections, people who feel strongly against something will all vote. They will stay in line till the end. People that support things, not so much. They figure there's enough, because they think these are good issues. And it doesn't matter which side of the coin you're on, it works the same both ways. And so if you feel like something is worth voting yes for, you better make sure you show up and vote, because otherwise the no's will take it.
On the east side, it's going to be difficult for some. When I had calls, they have no idea where this church is at. Someone that lived here all their life did not know it's called the Division Church, and I had to give directions as to how to... So
the polling places are on the front page of the Taney County website.
Yeah.
It'll look something like that when you get to it.
Okay, because...
It'll show where you typically voted, and then it'll show where you're going to vote.
Okay. When I did it, the last time I did it on Taney County's website, it wasn't easy to find.
Well, you go to taneycounty.org, and then under... the second column over, June 2nd, 2020, municipal election drive-through polling places. You click okay. on it, and
that's good, because before you had to go to the county clerk, and then there was a long line of little green entries, and it was just down in there. And
it's on the front page.
So now it's on the front page. That's good. That'll help. Yeah. Okay, that's good. Because before, when you went to elections, all it gave you was the results of previous elections.
What I wanted to do, but I couldn't get it, is that when you click on that polling place, that it would then give you directions how to get there, if you were, but...
Also, too, I don't think they resolved the issue where you can use the card reader to identify yourself.
No, they're going to hand enter it.
So you have to be entered into the book. And those of you that voted before the card readers, you'll... and have something to look forward to again. So anyway, this is going to be a very different, challenging thing, which could result in different results. So
do we have to wear a mask?
No.
No. You'll stay in your car and vote.
But the polling person will be masked, right?
No. The Secretary of State is furnishing masks, face shields, everything, as if it was inside. He's furnishing the strips for 6 foot apart and all of that. But the way I understand, they'll be sitting outside, there'll be a table there, and it's under places that have, I call it Omni, that's not, what's it called?
Protocol.
Protocol, thank you. And you'll drive up, like I'm going to use First Baptist Church, you'll drive up one car, they'll be sitting there, and they'll bring, one will come to the, I believe that she said it was a pastor's side, and hand you the ballot, you can vote, and then they'll have, and you'll put it in the machine. If say my husband and I use example was voting, then he has to hand his ballot to me and I'll put it in the machine. And if anybody's in the back seat voting, they hand it to you and you put it in the machine. And then that card pulls away and then the next card pulls up. We were told it's for the safety due to the coronavirus.
Okay, that's what we'll do. We'll see what kind of feedback we get afterwards.
Our concern is that hoping that if the people choose for the the law enforcement tax to pass, if they choose it, that everything will go smoothly, and the statute being used is to allow you to go to the car and vote is for handicapped people. You follow what I mean?
I have a feeling that whoever loses this election can contest this, and we're in trouble. That's my personal thing.
And my hope is that Taney County is not out more legal expenses in this challenge.
Amen.
Because we can't afford it.
Anyway, there's the election.
Have there been undue, pardon me, has there been undue expenses because of the COVID relevant to the county?